And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring...
Victor Jara with Aleja Pues Mijita, starting us off on Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. And there's a brief reference in that song to Viva la Semana Santa, and it is in fact Holy Week here on Great Songs About Nothing Good. And I'm Greg Zapata, happy you're here. And if I sound a little bit different this week, well, I'm a little bit under the weather. And what am I sick with? Well, you get two guesses, and the first one doesn't count. And to further prove that point about being positive and perhaps staying positive, but not staying the bad kind of positive, but staying the good kind of positive, here's Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters.
To accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear me?
Listen to me, chillin', Anna. You will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive.
Gather round me, chillin', if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You gotta accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Got to spread joy
up to the maximum.
Bring gloom
down
to the minimum.
Then
otherwise,
pandemonium
liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate,
well, illustrate
my last remark.
You got the floor.
Jonah
in the whale, Noah
in
the
ark. What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark. Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Outside, I heard her. All right. Well, that was all right for a while, but soon I wanted more. I wanna see as well as hear, and so I hid inside her wardrobe, and she came home round four, and she was with some kid called David. And from the garage up the road, I listened outside, I heard her. Alright.
Oh, I wanna take you home. I wanna give you children. You might be my girlfriend. Yeah, 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 yeah.
When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell. She might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me. Oh yeah, me was coming on. And I thought I heard you laughing. When his mom and dad were gone, I listened outside, I heard you. Alright.
Oh, I wanna take you home. I wanna give you children. And you might be my girlfriend. Guess it couldn't last too long.
long since you're gone. I fell asleep inside, I never heard it come. Oh, I opened up the wardrobe and I had to get it on, yeah. Oh, listen, oh, we were on the bed when you came home. I heard you stop outside the door. Children, you might be
And that's Chisel with It's All Right, You're Okay. Chisel was, of course, Ted Leo's pre-pharmacist's outfit, and the Numeral label is re-releasing Chisel's discography, and It's All Right, You're Okay was their most notable single before they parted ways. And before that was Muncie Girls, one of the great bands coming out of England's South with Jeremy, Pulp with Babies, and Bing Crosby and the Anders Sisters with You've Got to Accentuate the Positive, but not like the positive I did just a few days ago. But we're all having fun here. We're all having a laugh. And as the Chisel song goes, well, it's all right, you're okay. And I may not be all right, but I will be okay. Those of you who have had this know what I'm talking about. Those of you who have not had this, for God's sake, do not know what I am talking about. Please, for the love of God. Moving right along, we have some Proclaimers. We'll be playing a little television later in the show. But first, here's one of the greats by, well, one of the greats. It's Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. You tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
A mystery. All the laughing stopped back to the balcony. Chico, Chico, sure, please. Now let's watch him shoot the keys. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still. When Harpo played his harp, it was a dream, it was. Well, if someone else can do it, how come nobody does? Why, Groucho, Groucho, fast as light. Some talk like him, but not quite. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still, still. Well, Harpo, Harpo, this is the angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Do you remember what he would do sometimes before he played? Well, he'd look up to the sky, and he'd look the angels away. Oh, Harpo, Harpo, when you start, tears of joy and inside my heart. Harpo would play his harp and all was still. All right, Harpo, Harpo, this is the Angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Well, Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Oh, one more time.
Thought that I'd be happy, gonna be so happy, living life alone and never sharing anything. Thought that I was finished, thought that I was complete, thought that I was whole instead of being half of something. Thought that I was growing, growing older, wiser, understanding why this world held nothing for my spirit. Thought that I was destined, destined to be nothing, destined to be nothing in this world, and then I met you. Thought my prayers were useless, thought that he would never give the chance for me to praise him. Thought the book was written, thought the game had ended, thought the song was sung and I could never sing another. Thought the faith was misplaced, thought the back was broken, broken by a weight that I was never fit to carry. I thought I knew this city, thought I knew all about it, and then one night I went to morning sight and you were waiting. Living life alone and never sharing anything. Thought that I was finished, I thought that I was complete, thought that I was whole instead of being half of something. Thought that I was growing, growing older, wiser, understanding why this world held nothing for my spirit. I thought that I was destined, destined to be nothing, destined to be nothing in this world, and then I made.
And that's Reclaimers with Then I Met You off of their Sunshine on Leith album. And while that album did have 500 miles on it, they were so much more than 500 miles because in addition to, well, 500 miles, there's that song, Then I Met You, and a very loving ode to Scottish independence called Cap in Hand, which I think I'll play next week. And before that, we had Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, When Harpo Played His Harp, and Buddy Holly and the Crickets, That'll Be the Day. And up next, I'm going to play some television from an album that it turns 45 years old this week, believe it or don't. But first things first, it's the Pause for the Cause. It's the legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You know, that's not bad advice. And I don't think I said as much explicitly at the beginning of the show, though I may have alluded to it for the sake of laughs and chuckles, but I will be frank now, and I'm going to be very, very serious. I did get a positive diagnosis for COVID-19 earlier in the week. But because I've been vaxxed and boosted and all that stuff, I am doing okay, all things being what they are, even though my sinuses are so bad right now that my voice sounds like my nostrils were packed full of gauze and that my throat was stuffed with waterlogged cigarettes. I am doing okay and I'm going to be okay. And I cannot recommend enough getting vaccinated and getting boosted and all that good stuff, because the alternative is, horror of horrors, that you would very likely not be able to hear me right now unless it was with an Ouija board. And I'm sorry if that comes off as glib, but it is the frank and honest truth. So be smart. No, get them needles, kids. And when you get to the vaccination center, tell them Greg Zapata sent you. They will not know what you're talking about. But seriously, be safe, for the love of God, because this thing I have right now, would not recommend. I can't even hear out of my left ear right now because my congestion is just that bad. So I'm hoping this all comes out well in the mix. All right, now on to more fun stuff. And by fun stuff, I mean moody art punks from the 1970s. Yes, television's Marquee Moon came out 45 years ago this week, believe it or don't. So here is the long, 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 long title track to the album Marquee Moon. First band to play at CBGB's, all that stuff. If you've read Please Kill Me by Legs McNeil, you know the story. It's a good book to read or reread, or don't read it, but reread it. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. Anyway, here it is, the title track to the one, the only Marquee Moon by Television.
hesitating. Yeah.
The one and only television with Mark Ki Moon, which came out 45 years ago. And a special tip of the cap must go to my old Brookline friend, Alex Rosenbaum, my dear childhood friend, Alex Rosenbaum, who introduced me to this band and album back in the summer of, let's say, summer of 2005, was it? No, sunny, honeyed days they were, when me and him and a bunch of the old gang were having a weekend of carousing and youthful hijinks at his apartment when his parents were on holiday in India. And I can reveal that because it's the statute of limitations must surely have been lifted right now on those youthful indiscretions. And my God, this is going out on Easter, isn't it? Well, indeed, it is going out on Easter. And so you may be having Easter dinner. You may be observing Passover. You may be observing Ramadan. You may be getting ready for the marathon tomorrow. And if you're hitting the superfecta on that, bully for you. But I'm going to throw a Phil Oakes song away about the main character in the Easter story. And no, it's not the Easter Bunny, but we need more songs about him, don't we?
Jesus was a working man and a hero you will hear. Born in the town of Bethlehem at the turning of the year, at the turning of the year. When Jesus was a little lad, streets rang with his name, for he argued with the older men and put them all to shame. He put them all to shame. He became a wandering journeyman, and he traveled far and wide. And he noticed how wealth and poverty live always side by side, live always side by side. So he said, come all you working men, farmers and weavers too, if you would only stand as one, this world belongs to you. This world belongs to you. When the rich men heard what the carpenter had done, to the Roman troops they ran, saying, put this rebel Jesus down. He's a menace to God and man. He's a menace to God and man. The commander of the occupying troops just laughed, and then he said, there's a cross to spare on Calvary's hill. By the weekend he'll be dead. By the weekend he'll be dead. Now Jesus walked among the poor, for the poor were his own kind, and they'd never let them get near enough to take him from behind, to take him from behind. So they hired one of the traitor's trade, and an informer was he, and he sold his brother to the butcher's men for a fistful of silver money, for a fistful of silver money. And Jesus sat in the prison cell, and they beat him and offered him bribes to desert the cause of his fellow men and work for the rich men's tribe, to work for the rich men's tribe. And the sweat stood out on Jesus' brow, and the blood was in his eye, when they nailed his body to the Roman cross, and they laughed as they watched him die. They laughed as they watched him die. Two 2,000 years have passed and gone, many a hero too, but the dream of this poor carpenter remains in the hands of you, remains in the hands of you.
Thank you. always restless, and they got no place to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow, but don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. I heard some. Sheriff's got his problems too. He will surely take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, and his face is all aglow. He's been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. Desperate, trying to make ends meet. Work all day, still can't pay the price of gasoline and meat. Alas, their lives are incomplete. Don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. Up all night listening for his trumpet.
Up all night.
Hoping that the righteous might just come.
Just arrive.
I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp. Be watchful for.
Radio. I heard somebody singing sweet and soft.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hip and the way you like the dregs. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a team. I hope you'll find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping and anywhere, change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, Valerie, Valerie. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the dress. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie?
House with a stripped down version of Valerie live at the BBC, and before that, Sigur Rós with Hapipola, Warren Zevon with one of my favorite songs of all times, Muhammad's Radio, from his debut album Warren Zevon, and covered to devastatingly beautiful effect by Linda Ronstadt. And I'll play her version in a future show. And at the start, Phil Oakes, Ballad of the Carpenter, from his sophomore album, I Ain't a Marchin' Anymore. And that's it for Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Tune in next week, etc., etc. Be well, be safe, enjoy the marathon, may the best runner win, and I leave you now, as I always do, with the wedding present. Tom.
Sometimes you Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.